Welcome to the first episode of The Global Affair. We're choosing to do something a little bit unconventional, and that's breaking what Sammy and I think is the third wall. It might be the fourth wall, but basically the most important part of that is we're bringing our amazing producer and dear friend of mine, Sammy T, onto the first episode so that we can have a little chat about the intent of this show, the background, where it came from. Maybe we can share a little bit about how we met Sammy and get to know you all so that you feel safe and like we're trustworthy characters to be taking you into the depths of the conversations we plan to have over the coming weeks, months, years, alongside all of you guys.
I would just like to say thank you for bringing me in. This is a first for us here at the Evolve Podcasting Agency. And I got to say, you guys are in for a ride on this show. And the reason I know this is I've watched you, Nicole, over the years, keep people spellbound with your rhetoric, with your intention on spreading love and a love-based society by 2030. And that, my friend, is something that very few people have had the opportunity to even be exposed to.
Yet.
So I've watched you lead people in these incredible exercises around the world. And I can tell you right now, guys, it's an honor to be in the saddle with you.
I paid Sammy to be here just so that he could sing my praises and I didn't have to do it, you know, myself, because that's always...
it's always better that way.
It's always better that way. You build more social credibility, and then here we are just being honest and transparent about that so that we can really stay in integrity with the mission of the show itself. No, but in all seriousness, Sammy and I met several years ago, I think in...
I would say it was another country, Portugal, I think, maybe might have been the place.
Jamaica or Ibiza?
It was a foreign place to both of us.
It was a tropical place. Immediately, there was a synergy, a friendship between us, and a sense that one day we were going to do something pretty cool together, but it wasn't quite clear what that was going to be. Fast forward several years, here we are, making the Global Affair podcast, and Sammy's excellence, his expertise, his passion for sound engineering, his deep understanding of the Love Out Loud message, of my message, and also just, Sammy, your curiosity to get to the truth inside every artist, every voice. I just know that you're the perfect producer for this show and the whole Evolve team as well. So it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. And I think that we represent an entire movement of people on the planet that are really longing to discover the same. So thanks for bringing not just me, but this entire world into this.
I love that. And, you know, I just want to speak for a few minutes about the intent of the podcast. For those of you that have been following the Love Out Loud movement or following my work, maybe for several years up until this point, you'll know the mission of Love Out Loud has always been to create a more loving world, but to really make that pragmatic and practical and to really be able to have systems that support the actualization of that frequency and that state of being in the world. Because I think if you're listening to this podcast, maybe there's a part of you that wants to have a look at global affairs and the global conditioning and where we basically find ourselves in the status quo of the modern world, maybe through a different lens. That's the hope. But the hope isn't that that lens is biased. The hope is that lens is really anchored in deep, intimate perspective of individuals, and we allow each other to actually hear the uniqueness of our perspectives. One of the things that I believe the last few years has really taken away from so many of us because of the fear, anxiety, uncertainty that so many of us have been trapped within is actually just the ability to listen to people that have a different perspective to us, that believe different things. And I want to preface this by saying, if we want to have a more loving world, a more compassionate world, a more unified world, this isn't about being the same and advocating for sameness. It's about being able to have the strength, the inner self-security, the resilience, and the compassion, the access to that compassion within us to hold others in their differences without it being a threat to our identity, our worldview, but to allow it to be in existence so that we don't have to try to reject aspects of the world, aspects of society. You know, I was interviewing this amazing doctor of mathematics the other day, and he said something that was so profound and true to the intent that we hold for the Global Affair podcast, which is back in the Greek philosopher's time, there was this agreement and this understanding that every fundamentally good idea is defensible. And so what that meant when they said good, it meant morally good, righteous view. What that meant was it was encouraged to put difficult, confrontational, controversial conversations on the table to understand that in attacking those ideas and antagonizing those ideas and pulling those ideas apart wasn't an attack on the individual. It was a way to see the rigor and the truth within the ideas at hand. And this is what allowed us to progress so fundamentally as a society. Now, we're living in a world that is surrounded by echo chambers where convenience is just becoming a way of life. And what we're not asking is, what is the real cost of that convenience? The cost of that convenience, the cost of having everything so on demand, is we're losing the willingness and the will, I think the spiritual will in a lot of ways, to extend ourselves into what is uncomfortable, extend ourselves beyond resistance, to listen to the nuance in our society, to listen to the nuance in each other's stories. And the truth is, this is such a complex world. It is a really complex world. And the way the mind deals with complexity is it seeks to simplify. But as the growing complexity of our world starts to exponentially grow through things like the acceleration of technology, if we are more committed to the simplification, the labeling, the segregation, just to make it feel that little bit more comfortable for us in our individual and societal experience, we need to ask, what are we losing as a result of that? What are we losing as a result of disregarding the subtlety, disregarding the nuance? When we have artificial intelligence that can create art which is visually as insane and incredible and beautiful as maybe once what the Michelangelos were capable of doing, what is going to be that differentiating factor? It's got to come back to the human spirit, and ultimately that's anchored in our humanity. So this is a space for us to explore the conversations that maybe you as a listener have been looking for the platform to not feel as though you're being pulled to the left, pulled to the right, pulled in that direction, pulled in this direction, but actually just being able to listen to the true perspective of an individual, to put aside for 10, 20, 30, maybe 40, 60 minutes judgment, to suspend that judgment, and to embrace and extend your ears, extend your heart into the experience of someone else. And then to come back to yourself and ask those important questions of inquiry. Well, what does that mean for me? What does listening to that person's experience mean for me? Has that inspired me to change some of my beliefs on certain topics? Or has it actually pushed me deeper into the beliefs I already held? None of that is wrong or right. But unless we apply critical thinking into a conversation which really is anchored in truth and not sort of putting appropriation over truth, we're not going to be able to find, you know, what we truly believe about ourselves and the world. And that's such an important part of our progression as we go through such a rapid sort of transformation as a world. We need people anchored in the truth of their perspectives and not just adopting ideas and mindsets because it makes their life that little bit more comfortable or easier to not have to do the thinking for themselves. The intent, whether that's through me speaking directly from my heart, whether it's interviewing another person one-on-one, whether it's having facilitated conversations with people that sit on different parts of the spectrum of various globally relevant and world-changing conversations, which is really a big part of the intent of this podcast, it's so that you as a listener have an opportunity to practice moving beyond that confirmation bias. You have a space where you can come and move into the resistance, hopefully in a way that feels safe enough, you know, while still feeling that little bit scary, because that's a really normal part of growth as well and true transformation, that when the caterpillar becomes a butterfly, what isn't known is that it actually moves into a chrysalis, it becomes mush, it disintegrates. And this cycle can be seen when an individual decides to open their mind. They have to allow those previous beliefs that were filtering the world in a particular way, they have to let them become that mush. They have to let them disintegrate so that a new worldview can be formed. And it's here that we become bigger. It's here that these limitations that previously constrained us can be absolved, and we can be renewed. And this is where we really see the type of change that I feel you as a listener are wanting to see on the planet right now. And it really does start with you, your level of open-mindedness, your level of open-heartedness, and your capacity to meet these very challenging conversations from a place of maturity, love, compassion, and altruism and truth.
I wish everyone could be here in this room right now. I feel like I just witnessed genius and watching you just channel how to simplify having tougher conversations with each other and putting aside all of the stigmas that come around with that. What you just said is brilliant. I would love to say that I just feel like I just watched pure brilliance. And thanks for bringing me along.
Thank you, Sammy. So thank you for joining us. For those of you that are already a part of our community, thank you for coming into the next iteration of our podcast. And for those of you that are discovering the Love Out Loud community for the first time, welcome to our global family, actualizing a civilization of love by 2030.